Good morning, how are you? On this fine, fine, beautiful day. I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful, be happy, give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. If you need those words of affirmation, I believe I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. I believe I'll take the right path, just like you'll take the right path. And I believe God will make a way where there is no way. No matter what's happening in your life, God will make a way where there is no way. I was reading this morning, again, Ecclesiastes, and especially for novices, people who haven't read a lot, Ecclesiastes and Proverbs are wonderful because they're very simple and simplistic verses that you can latch on to and think about and put on in your mind and apply to get closer to God. If you start in, I was reading Ecclesiastes this morning, not really start, but if you go to chapter 10, verse 1, it says, "Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor, and so doth a little folly in him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor." It only takes one fly to get into an apothecary, which was a jar that had like fragrance in it. One fly that can get in there and ruin everything, just like a little bit of folly or foolishness in someone who is considered wise. If you're considered wise, I think about this a lot. It only takes a little bit. It only takes a little bit. Stand upright, be smart, you know. Gotta be careful. If you jump over to verse 9, it says, "Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then he must put more strength, but wisdom is profitable to direct." I love this because no matter what you do in life, whatever you're, if you're out there chopping wood, you can be endangered thereby. If you're moving fences, you know, something can come out and bite you. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Use your mind, apply the correct application of knowledge, and your life is going to be simpler. What I love is that God is not only about God in here. He talks about us. He talks about just basic things in life. Use your brain. Think when you work. Don't just work. Think when you work. If you go to chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth." This "cast thy bread upon the waters," this has to do with put your produce on the waters and then go sell it. See, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen in life. You don't know what labor is going to help you increase. We are working for God. You work for God and the increase comes from God. Just put the time in and use your mind while you do it. It's so simple. If you go to verse 6, it says, "In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be good." I just love this. Work. You got to put work in. And that it's so antithetical for what the world teaches. The world, I mean, if you listen to people talk, it's all about what's that income, you know, your passive income. I don't want to work. I don't want to work. I just want passive income. That's not what God wants for you. There's a reason why we work in this life. It is sweet to the soul to produce things. It's sweet to the soul to accomplish and accomplish that what you want. It's all part of this beautiful life that we have right now. Verse 7, "Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity, or that which soon vanishes." There's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days. And that's just the way life is. He sets the days side by side for the purpose that we find nothing past him. It's all about finding God. Work, find God, be smart, use your mind, and have a beautiful time while you do it. Pray the big prayers today. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. You always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you today and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. Thank you for last week and getting me through the ups and the downs and the emotional roller coaster. I thank you also for my brother, my sister-in-law, that they helped me through it, and for the other people you put in my life to help me. And I just thank you again for where we're headed, where we're moving. I also thank you for golf, because that just, it's all coming together all of a sudden, which I'm thankful for. And again, I thank you for just the moments of my life, the moments of the believers that you're with, and that you just continually push it and get them the things they want. I just lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. That I thank you again for your son and what he did for us, and I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.